Eugene Davis writes in his commentary on this. The easiest way to control and overcome the influences of harmful subconscious inclinations is to nurture feelings of happiness and self-confidence, and to intentionally perform constructive actions. An optimistic mental attitude enables us to be receptive to experiencing ideal outcomes for all situations. Happiness and self-confidence clarify awareness, improve mental abilities and powers of perception, enable functional skills to be used more effectively, and strengthen the body's immune system. Aparigraha in life. In Patanjali's Yoga Sutra 239, it says, as attachments are renounced, knowledge of higher realities and cosmic processes is acquired. In his commentary, Roy Eugene Davis notes the following. Strong attachments to an illusional sense of self-identity, erroneous ideas, feelings, pleasant or unpleasant memories, non-useful behaviors, relationships, places, or things confine our awareness, cloud the mind, and interfere with attempts to imagine and explore higher realities. When aspiration to be self and God realized is nurtured, and commitment to spiritual practice and higher learning does not waver, troublesome attachments are easily renounced. Use this technique of creative imagination to cultivate and realize the attitudes and behaviors of aparigraha. Knowing that you are a spiritual being, superior to your mind and to mundane circumstances, do the following. Meditate at the beginning alone in a quiet place. Sit upright on a chair, close your eyes and relax. Breathe 3 times deeply in and out.